The Petersburg Indian Association's former tribal administrator, Bruce Jones, recommended the layoffs for himself and three other employees, along with reduced hours for some of the remaining staff. He said the tribal council approved the cuts at a meeting earlier this month.
We started projecting budgets for next year, and we were looking at a pretty significant shortfall. Probably the biggest reason was the, you know, the debt that's hanging over us, or was hanging over us, that, from the restaurant. That wasn't going to go away real soon. We'd also planned on, you know, the amount of money coming in for roads, and we decided that we weren't going to be spending as much money every summer for on road projects and that kind of thing, because that's been curtailed a little bit. So just looking at the projections, I got to thinking, you know, I think it's time that we start cutting back a little bit.
PIA is the town's federally recognized tribal government, representing about 400 native people in Petersburg. It administers a variety of services for its members, such as energy assistance and aid to families and children, as well as community-wide programs like tobacco prevention. PIA owns an apartment building, collects recycling under contract with the Petersburg Borough, and helps maintain and improve local streets and walkways using federal grant money from the Indian Reservation Roads Program. Jones, a former Petersburg city manager, was first hired by the PIA in the summer of 2012. In February of this year, he closed down the tribally owned restaurant because it was not making enough money to cover its monthly debt payment of more than $8,000. It's since been up for sale. PIA had borrowed several hundred thousand dollars to purchase and renovate the building a couple of years before. Jones was hopeful this month these latest cuts will help put the PIA on the path towards a more balanced budget.
If they stick to a strict spending plan and that was put in place, I think they'll survive that restaurant debt.
According to PIA office manager Rennell Beardsley, the tribal council made a sound business decision in going with Jones's recommendations. Beardsley covers human resources and finance for the tribe and emphasized that the staffing cuts did not affect positions that are funded with restricted grant money.
Because they're bound by conditions of the grant, so positions held for the following grants, JOM, which is the Johnson O'Malley, the school program that we do with our native children, IGAP, which includes the recycling program, and the tobacco grant we have, that staff has not been cut or reduced at all.
Without a top tribal administrator, it will fall to Beardsley and other remaining staff to pick up more day-to-day duties. She said more major issues will be addressed by the Tribal Council's Executive Committee, which includes Council President Tina Sakamoto, Vice President Mike Sheldon, and Secretary Melanie Friends.
Basically, what we're doing is we're going to continue business as normal as you can, and we're dealing with it pretty positively.
Beardsley said the remaining staff members have been willing to take on more job responsibilities to continue services as much as possible. She declined to go into detail on the amount of the budget gap because she said the council is still in the process of drafting the budget, but she was optimistic about the future.
You know, I feel very bad about the reduction in force and having to impact four employees, and also the reduction of hours of the other employees. But really, I think, you know, if we can go along as we are and maybe getting a few more grants or more rentals, we might be able to even start hiring people again. But right now, we just have to be very careful so that we can continue, the Petersburg Indian Association can continue to provide services to our native community and to the city of Petersburg.
PIA still has about 10 permanent staff, according to Beardsley. Depending on the year, she says the PIA's roads program has also employed as many as 25 seasonal workers who are normally laid off in the late fall and return in the spring. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.